Good morning. How are we? I just read this, so I thought I'd get on and chuck a video on. So unconditional love does not mean unconditional tolerance. Simple, crazy. This is something that I've struggled with, and I think a lot of people do, especially in their early 20s, of like over-forgiveness. And at what point do we forego all our standards for what we expect from another person that we love to just tolerate whatever they do, whether that be like drug use or domestic abuse or whatever it may be? Like, we start to become tolerable of the things that we would never do to someone else, but except when it comes our way. And it's because we think we love someone. And I've learned as I've gotten older that boundaries and the intolerable side of things are what drive a happy marriage and happy family. Like, the unconditional equivalent sign that me or my wife will not cheat on each other is sort of what holds this whole thing together. But all of a sudden, when we're young people, we expect that the overcoming of that will keep people together. You understand me? So it's quite crazy that we forego all these standards that we set and we're brought up with and what we're told, and we let it all go because we unconditionally love someone. And I think unconditional love doesn't exist for another person outside of my son. Like, it'd be pretty fucking hard for me to fall out of love with my son. He'd have to do some pretty fucking vile shit that I would have to be culpable of for his upbringing to then be like that. You get what I mean? And I know that everyone might not have that relationship with their parents. I've got that with mine, and I will have that with my son. So I'll forewarn all that. But coming back a few steps, that I don't think it's real, because there are things that would mean that you don't spend forever with your partner. And this is something that's, divorce is real in my life, not from me, but my parents, other family members. Like, it's a real thing. And I think not all of people understand that. So my wife, there's no divorce throughout any of her family. Her grandparents are obviously too old to remember that she's too young to remember when that all occurred, I'd imagine. But divorce is a real thing, and people can break up and fall out of love and do horrible things to each other and abuse each other and all these kind of things. But we think that when we're young, like, you can see how many relationships pitter-patter down that route because we think we unconditionally love someone, and when you're with someone, you're supposed to be okay with whatever they do or whatever they become. I was actually on the bus the other day with, there must have been like 17 or 18-year-old young girls and one bloke, and it was just all about drug talk and, oh, I've now left this bloke because I saw a needle in him and stuff like that. And I was just like, how fucked up is this? And they will unconditionally love that person despite knowing how fucked up the route that they're traveling is. And maybe we do it because people are telling us we shouldn't love him, he's bad, she's bad, and we need to trust that we've made the right choice. So we defy what we're being told, because how can we get that wrong? We love the person. Love's all encompassing. I've got to be right about this. Everyone will tell you he's bad, she's bad, but you continue on down that path. So I guess my conclusion would have to be that you can't let other people tell you that you're wrong, and you can't concede that, yeah, I made a bad choice. And I think it's hard from 18 to 22 to realize that this isn't your whole life, and that in this day and age, you might not meet your soulmate till you're 30 or 35. But then what are you doing in your 20s when you've been told your whole childhood that you should find someone and be and love them, and love is the most crazy thing in the world and the most powerful thing in the world, and love is love, and we're culpable from all sides that we push that on kids and that you should work it out with your partner. And maybe that's a Christian value that we've brought forward that is a problem, like a third wave effect problem, that, well, you've decided to be with this person, you've now slept with that person, you've got to be happy with that person forever because you made these choices. But we need to normalize being able to leave people and it being not shunned upon in society. Like, women shouldn't get shunned upon for leaving a man that's a dickhead, but they so often are, and there's so much like other cultural issues that come into that, that, oh, well, she's a bit of a hoe, like she slept with two or three blokes, but you can find two or three blokes that are bad. Like, you can date two or three people in a year. That maybe says a bit more about you finding the wrong person all the time, being attracted to the wrong people, but it's real. you can run into a lot of bad people in life. So take it easy on yourselves. I don't know why it happens. I think it's a defiance thing. Sorry, I got distracted by something. But yeah, don't forego your standards for someone else. That's the craziest thing. Like, I've got standards of my wife and she's got standards of me. And that's the only way that it works. And we keep on serving each other. That's a good Christian value. That's a positive and a third way positive. My wife and I serve each other under God in our religion. Doesn't have to be in yours, but we serve each other. Your best friend and yourself, you serve each other. You hold each other to standards and you can leave that best friend when you know that their standards are not good enough. If your best friend becomes a drug addict, you'll probably leave that person. You're like, well, that's not how I vibe. I don't vibe with that kind of crowd. I don't want to go to that halfway house. I'm going to just continue on down this path. And you'll lose friends because of it. But you won't leave your partner for doing the same thing. It's unconditional love. You can have if you believe it, but you cannot have unconditional tolerance. Peace out. Have a good one. I will probably rant about this one a lot more in my later videos when I started to think about and write out the ideas. But I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Peace out.